The goal is within reach. High school state basketball is on the air. The 2011 Boys State Basketball Tournament coverage is brought to you by the Boosters at Tournament Time. Now, let's take you out to the court for today's game.
And good evening, everyone, from Lincoln High School. Continuing coverage of the State High School Boys Championship brings us to Class D2, where the top seed Giltner Hornets get ready to take on Lindsay Holy Family's Bulldogs. Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family are rematch of the district championship game, which was played just a little over a week ago and won by Holy Family 44-33, handing Giltner only their second loss of the year. The only other loss came to Bruning Davenport Shickley, who they split with this year, and earlier today, BDS advanced to the D1 state semifinals with a 70-61 win over Overton. We'll give you all the score updates. We'll keep you updated on what's going on tonight. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on the Breeze 94.5 FM. You can also go to KLIQFM.com, and everything is right there for you on the website as well. So if you've got family, friends, alumni that can't pick up the radio station, let them know the website, KLIQFM.com. Lindsay Holy Family, 16-6 on the season. They've lost to St. Francis, Humphrey High, Cedar Valley, who was here in the D1 state tournament, Dodge, and then Howells, of course, who's also in the D1 state tournament. But they are looking to make some noise for the first trip to state for Holy Family since 2005, when they won Class D2. They were the runner-up the year before. For Giltner, they made it here last year, but they're looking to advance on in their 14th trip to state. We'll be back on the New Tech Seed pregame show to look at the starting lineups and get you ready for Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family right after this.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Lincoln High School. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for tonight's D2 starting lineups. But first, we're going to have the national anthem here. So we'll let you know that already advancing on here in D2, Sterling beat Mullen 61-39, Juanita Palisade over O'Neill, St. Mary 63-54. Still to come, Pleasanton and Wynot. So with the national anthem set to go here at Lincoln High, we'll take another break and be back with more on The Breeze after this.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
For the opening round,
Welcome back to Johnson Gymnasium here at Lincoln High School for the Breeze's continuing coverage of the State High School Boys Basketball Tournament. Let's take a look at the starting lineup now for the Bulldogs of Lindsay Holy Family. Number 22, the 5'9 sophomore Carl Frisch. He averages just over 3 points and 3.5 rebounds a ball game. Number 30, a 5'11 senior, John McPhillips, 9 points and 6 rebounds a game. Number 34, a 5'11 senior, Caleb Lindhorst, averages 7 points, 5.5 rebounds per ball game. Number 42, a 6'2 junior, Trevor Lindhorst, he averages just under 10 points and 7 rebounds a game. And number 50, Dale Frisch, a 6'1 junior, averages 5.7 rebounds. Not one single player on this Bulldog team averages in double figures offensively because they only score 45 points a game. They give up 40 points a game. Coached by John Weiss, assisted by John Mason. They are 16-6 here in the season, and they have made it to state by beating Lee and Dodge in the sub-districts and then upsetting Gildner in the district final. First trip to state since they won it all in 2005. Their ninth trip overall out of the Cornhusker Conference. Now for the Gildner Hornets. Number 3 is a 6'1" sophomore, Dustin Hastings, averages 4 points and 3.5 rebounds. Number 4, a 5'11 junior, Ethan Price, averages 6.5 points, 3 rebounds a game. Number 10, a 5'10 senior, Sean Finley, averages 3 points and 2.5 rebounds. Number 22, the 6'1 senior, Luke Richards, he averages 5 points and 2 rebounds a game. And a big fella in the middle, number 30, Drew Ott, 6'4 junior, averages 18 points and 12 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Gildner Hornets is Matt Drew, assisted by Aaron Velleba. They average 52 points on the offense and give up only 34 on the defense. Their 14th trip to state out of the Crossroads Conference, but they have never made it to the state championship game. They defeated Spalding Academy and Heartland Lutheran in the sub-districts and then lost to these Holy Family Bulldogs in the district final. They are here on a wild card as the number one seed in D2. And that's a look at your starting lineups. We're about ready for state tournament basketball action as Giltner takes on Lindsay Holy Family. Our pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we'll be back with the opening tip between Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family after this.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets!
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner, the home team. Lindsay Holy Family, the visiting team. And the opening tip has been won by Lindsay Holy Family. And Holy Family with the basketball will move from left to right. And Giltner will move it from right to left. And Drew Hott's going to block the first shot of the game attempted by John McPhillips. And Giltner will have the basketball as they head down the floor. And let's see if they can take advantage of what Holy Family offers them here to start the basketball game. And it looks like the Bulldogs will start with a man-to-man. There's no secret about what they want to do in the black and orange of Giltner. Get the ball to Drew Ott. When we were talking with Coach Weiss, he says we doubled and triple-teed him as the game progressed, and they still tried to get it to him, and they get it to Ott on the low block, left side. Turnaround jumper from 5 is no good. The ball is batted out of bounds off the hands of the Hornets. And so neither team able to convert on their opening possession of the basketball game. Other games that are going on across the tournament at this hour, Beatrice and Gretna in B, Kimball and Milford in C1, Howells and Sandhill-Thetford in D1, A and C2 are done for the day. We'll let you know who won in just a moment, but right now Holy Family trying to run their offense. Two low-scoring teams. We expect this game to move right along without a ton of scoring. You get a 6-0 run in a game like this, it is going to be huge. Holy Family with the ball up top. Three-pointer on the way by John McPhillips is off the mark. No good. And Drew Ott will go up and sky to grab the rebound. up the floor. He'll get it into the hands of Ethan Kreitz's guard. Drop it down inside. Get it to the post and Dustin Hastings, but he kicks it right back out. Back over to Kreitz. To Drew Ott, who's at the top of the circle. Swings it right side there to Luke Richards. Refers it back to the left-hand corner now to Kreitz against the man-to-man. Good ball movement. Taking it around the perimeter, trying to get somebody besides Ott in the middle. Drew standing out at the point guard, top of the key, moving the ball around. He's got it right now. Doesn't look to shoot from the outside. Good man-to-man defense here, trying to move the ball even quicker. They'll get it into the paint. Turnaround jumper is off the mark and hits the iron and falls in for Dustin Hastings. So Hastings will get the first points of the basketball game, and Giltner has a 2-0 lead 2 minutes in here against Lindsay Holy Family. Good crowd on hand again, especially from Giltner. Their sideline nearly full. Holy Family with the basketball. Left wing. Winners earlier today in A. Omaha Bryan, Omaha Creighton Prep, Omaha Central, and Norfolk. Here's a jumper for the baseline that's over everything that time by Holy Family. We've got a fight for the loose ball. And a jump ball is going to be called. The arrow belongs to Giltner as Trevor Lindhorst tied up Dustin Hastings off the miss from Caleb Lindhorst. In C2, all played at Lincoln High earlier today. Ravenna, Lincoln Christian, Archbishop Bergen, and North Platte St. Pat's were all winners, but they were all tough games. In fact, St. Pat's went overtime to beat Arapahoe here in the last game. Right now it's 2-0. Giltner, 5:35 to go in the first quarter of play here on the Breeze and KLIQFM.com. Giltner will bring Jacob Finley into the ball game early on here off the bench. To the left wing to Ethan Kreitz. Up top, Ott working around right side. Also in there is Trevor Poppin. So some early subs for Matt Drew. Poppin, 15-footer, left elbow, no good. Ott out-muscles everybody. His putback, no good. The second time he's fouled. Drew Ott will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws here for the Hornets. And the foul is going to be on Dale Frisch for Lindsay Holy Family. That's the first foul of the basketball game. So Drew Ott, who has been to the line a lot this year because of his size, misses the first free throw. And we're going to get a timeout here for Lindsay Holy Family. It's 2-0. It's 2-0, and we've got a timeout. We'll be right back. 30 seconds.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So, Lindsay Holy Family coach John Weiss saw something that he wanted to get changed right away here and took the 30-second timeout. Now Drew Ott shoots his second free throw, and it hits the front of the rim and crawls over and in. And Giltner leads it by a score of 3-0 with 5:10 to go in the first quarter over Holy Family. Doug Duda with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Glad to have you along with us from Lincoln High Johnson Gymnasium. Dale Frisch on the right wing, kicks it out top to Carl Frisch. Got a couple of brother tandems in there for Holy Family, who turns it over. First turnover of the ball game. This is the third straight year Giltner has made it to state in 09. They won the first game in overtime over Bruning Davenport and then ended up finishing fourth by losing the consolation game to Burwell. Last year they lost in the opening round to Hayes Springs, a talented team, in overtime. Ott, they try to lob it to him on the low block. He can't catch it. And out of bounds it goes. So the teams exchange their first turnovers of the basketball game. Some other state tournament results in B, South Sioux City and Lincoln Pius, the 10th winners. In C1, Grand Island Central Catholic and Minden will play in a semifinal tomorrow at 2. Sterling and Juanita Palisade winners earlier today. BDS and West Point CC and D1 were winners. And now, trying to get the ball down the low block to Lindhorst. It's out of bounds again. So back-to-back turnovers here for the Bulldogs. And Coach Weiss wants to go to the bench here and sub some kids in. First, Giltner brings Sean Finley and Dylan Henricks back into the ball game. And for Lindsay Holy Family, Kyle Lindhorst will come into the contest. If these teams just go on their defensive average, we're going to see a 40-34 ball game. And the first time they played, it was 44-33. It's 3-0, and we're almost midway through the first quarter. Trying to lob it into Ott, but coming over the top to deny it. Trevor Lindhorst is calling for the foul, his first, and the team second. We'll keep you up to date on some of the other scores that are going on around the state tournament as well, so stay with us here on the Breeze. Drew Ott to throw it in from his own baseline. Gets it into the corner to Finley. Kicks it out for a three-pointer. That's off the mark that time by Finley. Jacob missed that one, and the rebound comes out long to Carl Frisch. Into the front court, another turnover for Lindsay Holy Family, trying to get it down to Kyle Lindhorst, and it goes right through his hands and out of bounds. So Lindsay Holy Family missed some shots early. Now they can't get a shot. That's three straight turnovers. And Coach Matt Drew substituting a little bit more here than maybe he did the first time these two teams met. They'll clear things out against the Holy Family man-to-man pressure and let Ethan Kreitz bring the ball into the front court. Get the ball on the right wing, quickly get it over to the left wing. Holding the basketball, working around this man-to-man defense, trying to find a screen. Back up top, they'll go to Sean Finley. Over the left-hand corner to Ryan Clyer, who is in. Good man-to-man defense, patience by Giltner. They'll finally fire the three and hit the three with Ethan Kreitz. And it is 6-0 for Giltner. Off to a much better start than the first time the two teams played. 6-0 your score. Ott, after a brief rest, is set to check back in the game. But Holy Family, we played 4.5 minutes, and they haven't snipped the basket yet. 6-0, Giltner. Spreading the floor on the Bulldogs. Holy Family used to be, when they were winning their state championships, a team that could really put the ball in the hole. They have had to change their philosophy here. A pretty young team, a lot of sophomores, only two seniors on the squad. Only a couple of seniors for Giltner as they force the shot on the drive. It's no good by McPhillips. He got his own rebound and put it back up and in. So the first bucket of the ball game from Lindsay Holy Family comes on a second chance putback, and it's 6-2, 3 minutes to go, first quarter at the other end. The shot is no good by Trevor Poppin. The rebound brought down by McPhillips, and into the front court comes Lindsay Holy Family. Almost got tripped up by Caleb Lindhorst, his own teammate. Holy Family works it around the perimeter, looking for back-to-back buckets after finally breaking the ice 25 seconds ago. McPhillips up top against Sean Finley in a man-to-man. Left-hand dribble goes over on the wing to Kyle Lindhorst. Lindhorst off the pick, tries baseline, ran into the defender. Ryan Clyer threw it up, no good. The ball goes out of bounds off of Holy Family. Whole host of folks set to check in. Jacob Finley, Luke Richards, Drew Ott. And in for Holy Family is going to be Trevor Lindhorst.
Number 20, Jake Finley.
And now a full-length timeout by Lindsay Holy Family. So with 2:23 to go in the first quarter of play, Lindsay Holy Family trying to kind of change things up as we go, but yet not out of this game at all. 6-2 is your score. Giltner, better not say Howells, right, folks? Giltner 6 and Lindsay Holy Family 2. We'll be right back.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Doug Duda back with you here from Lincoln High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Trying to get Giltner into the state semifinals for just the second time in recent memory. 2009, they made it back in 1995, and then you got to go all the way back to the 20s. So only two times have they made it. And they're looking to make it for a third time here tonight. They lead it 6-2 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter, and Holy Family has burned two timeouts. Drew Ott working down the low block against Trevor Lindhorst. They lob it into him. Backside help. Foul called. Ott back to the line. Drew not an outstanding free throw shooter, but he's been there a lot, as we said. Anthony Claussen, who came in during the timeout, commits the foul. So Ott is one of two, and this one is too strong, no good. Giltner has won 22 ball games, and they have done that by scoring over 60 points about four times, and not until just before conference tournament when they beat Dorchester. Or after conference tournament, I should say, because they lost to BDS in the conference final. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped out to Luke Richards. They've got another chance down to Ott. Ott scores. They're going to wave it off, though. Call a foul before the shot on the floor. So Lindsay Holy Family having a little more trouble on Drew Ott so far tonight. And Trevor Lindhorst picks up his second personal foul. But Lindhorst will check out, and back in will be Dale Frisch. So Giltner starting to find a little more offense as the season progressed, getting into the 60s four times in their last seven games. Obviously, one of those, not the last one, only 33 against Holy Family. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, Giltner 6, Holy Family 2. Giltner around the perimeter here. Get it down the low block, little left-hand jumper up by Hastings, no good. Rebound, it's true, on again, he's got his fourth. Now underneath, there's a layup that's up, no good. Ott got it, put it up, no good. All kinds of fighting for that ball, and it's going to be brought down by Lindhorst of Holy Family. Some point-blank looks that Giltner could not finish, and Matt Drew told us early on in the season that they've had some trouble. They miss a lot of shots, and that's why they weren't scoring above 50 money games. Now that it seemed to change. Holy Family trying to find their way to the hoop. All kinds of problems. Drew Ott's going to block the shot of Lindhorst. Ball's loose in the lane. We're finally going to get a jump ball. And an arrow points the way of Lindsay Holy Family. So they'll maintain possession here with a minute 13 to go in the first quarter. And it's been a while since either team has scored now. 6-2. Holy Family trails. Caleb Lindhorst to throw it in. Out of the wing to McPhillips. John now guarded by Jacob Finley in the man-to-man. Give it off the left wing to Caleb Lindhorst. He decides to take it to the hoop. Drew Ott says, I'll block that right off the window. And then out of bounds it goes off Holy Family. Ott has 5 rebounds and 3 blocks in the first quarter. Now he only has 1 point because he's 1-4 at the line. A minute to go here in quarter number one. Giltner leads it 6-2. Ball up top to Hastings from Kreitz. Lob it down to Ott. Knocked out of his hands, stays with Giltner after John McPhillips came over to help out with some backside defense. You're listening to KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Giltner, and Aurora. Giltner ball here with 50 seconds to go. Up top to Finley, over the left wing, a 10-foot jump shot, rattles in and out, no good that time from Luke Richards, and the rebound brought down again on the backside by John McPhillips. Into the front court, he'll release it to Lindhorst in the left-hand corner. Nowhere to go for Kyle, cut off by Hastings. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Holy Family wants to play for one shot, and it's stolen away. Third turnover, the steal made by Jacob Finley to Ott. He attacks, he's taken down to the ground, and a foul on John McPhillips, his first. You have to wonder, if you've only scored 2 points in 7.5 minutes, what makes you think you can get a shot off in less than 10 seconds by playing for the last shot? And it ends up being a turnover for the Bulldogs. Ott's free throw, no good. That one was all the way down and spun out. Into the ball game for Holy Family, Derek Pfeiffer with 22 seconds to go. McPhillips will come out for a little bit of a breather. Second free throw, good. So Ott got 1 of 2. He'll probably get a breather. Yeah, he's going to come out, and here comes Ryan Clyer in. Also coming into the ball game, Trevor Poppin. So Coach Matt True going to try and give some of his starters just a little extra breath here with 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Carl Frisch in for Holy Family. 7-2, Giltner, 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play in the D2 opening round contest. Up the floor with it will be Derek Pfeiffer, and he double dribbled with nobody on him. He thought he saw somebody he wanted to pass it to, and then they took off up the court. And so now Coach Matt Drew's going to put those starters back in because they should get the last shot. What a chess match we have going on here. Three in for Giltner, back in for Holy Family, Anthony Clausen. 16 seconds to go, and Giltner will get to inbound the ball in the front court. Throwing it in, Jacob Finley. He'll drop it into the backcourt to Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz will bring the ball up the floor. Left-hand dribble, attacks into the paint. Ball fake, puts the jumper up. It's way short. Drew Ott got the rebound, though. Still have plenty of time. Ott kicks it out for a three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good that time by Finley. And then out of bounds with a half second remaining. And so Lindsay Holy Family will have the ball, but we did not see this underneath the hoop. Oh, my. One of the players just got popped in the nose down there, and that is Anthony Clausen, and he is bleeding pretty good. Anthony Clausen, the 6-foot junior, averages just 1.5 rebounds, but in that scrum for the ball, it looked like he must have caught an elbow in the nose, and they have the training staff down there taking a look at him. This is something that they're going to have to go to the locker room. And boy, the blood came gushing out of his nose. You could tell that he had a palm full of blood. He looked at it, and I don't care who you are, especially if you're a high school kid, it's probably going to freak you out a little bit. But they're going to take him to the locker room here. He'll be okay, but he has got a banged-up nose, and Clausen may be done for the evening. And so with just a half a second here, Holy Family, all they need to do is throw the ball in. Maybe they can chuck one up from three-quarters court. But no, they just throw it in, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. It is Giltner 7, Lindsay Holy Family 2. We're back with more on The Breeze in a minute.
Choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned vehicles at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. When you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora, the first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Janet's Family Hair Care on Main Street in Giltner helps sponsor this broadcast. Janet's is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and offers all hair services plus pedicures. Janet Humphrey and Casey Vaught are proud to support the Giltner Athletics. Good luck, Hornets.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back. Doug Duda with you here at Lincoln High as we get ready for the second quarter of play. It is Giltner with a basketball leading 7-2 in other action. And B, Gretna leads Beatrice 11-9 after one. In C1, Milford leads Kimball 18-14. And in D1, Howells leads Sandhill Thedford 14-9, all after the first quarter. Giltner with the basketball and a five-point lead, and they have totally shut down Lindsay Holy Family, but McPhillips makes a steal at the top of the key. He goes in for the layup and scores. So McPhillips has both buckets in the ball game for the Lindsay Holy Family Bulldogs, and it's 7-4. Just a second turnover for Giltner, and now a foul away from the basketball. They're going to get Drew Ott being too physical with Dale Frisch. First foul of the game on Giltner. Five had been called on Lindsay Holy Family. First quarter, Holy Family had four turnovers. We told you Giltner had one, just got their second. Rebounds, 8 for Giltner, 6 for Lindsay Holy Family. The only free throws, all from Drew Otties, 2 of 6. Giltner, 1 of 2 from three-point land, 0 of 1 for Holy Family. In a defensive struggle here in the first half of play. Holy Family with the basketball. McPhillips drives, kicks it up top, quick off to Caleb Lindhorst. Lindhorst against the double team, gets into the paint, on the wing. Here's a jumper from 15 by Frisch. Carl, no good. Offensive rebound in the paint, trying to find his way in traffic. Drawing a foul will be Caleb Lindhorst. And the first free throws of the basketball game are coming up for Holy Family. The foul on Trevor Poppin will be his first, and the team's second. Still to come tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia and Pleasanton from our listening area as the free throw by Lindhorst is no good. You can hear the Pleasanton game next year from Lincoln High on Classic Hits 98.9. Free throws number two is good by Caleb Lindhorst. 7-5 in favor of Giltner. You can hear the St. Cecilia game on 1230 AM KHAS against Norfolk Catholic. That is going to be a brutal, brutal matchup. St. Cecilia trying to get their fourth consecutive state title. Giltner getting ready for a three. Dustin Hastings no good. Rebound brought down by Caleb Lindhorst. Giltner has not scored a field goal in some 5 minutes. And they still lead it 7-5, but Holy Family does have a chance to tie it up here or take the lead with a three against the Giltner man-to-man. Ott just kind of hanging around in the paint unless somebody comes in like they do right there. McPhillips got by his man, but then there was Ott, and he just threw it up, not even close. Rebound Trevor Poppin running the other way. We've got a blocking foul called on Lindsay Holy Family as Luke Richards took it to the hoop. The foul will be called on Caleb Lindhorst, his first, and the team's sixth. And Luke Richards will go to the line to shoot two, looking for his first points of the ball game. Hastings has a two, Kreitz has a three, and then two free throws by Drew Ott. That's it for Giltner. And the free throw no good. Into the ball game now for Holy Family is Trevor Lindhorst, and back in for Giltner, Sean Finley, and Ryan Clyer. Don't forget, at halftime, it'll be the Allen's Halftime Report, and we'll bring you all of the scores from the state tournament. So far today, second free throw is up, and it is in for Luke Richards, his first point of the ball game. And now Jacob Finley comes in, first point of the second quarter. For Giltner, high school basketball on the breeze, brought to you in part by Kerr's Chevrolet of Hastings. A big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. With the basketball on the right wing, Holy Family holds the ball above their head. Frisch, right baseline, the left-hand jumper from 12, comes up a little short, just caught the rim. Rebound brought down by Sean Finley. Finley gets it off to Kreitz, gets it back to Finley as they run the floor, but the numbers aren't there. Holy Family is set defensively man-to-man, trying to lob it into Drew Ott. Ott faces up, goes around his defender, on the baseline, ran out of real estate, tried to tip it to himself off the miss, couldn't do it. Rebound brought down by Trevor Lindhorst. I'll tell you what, every play is like trying to run in a two-point conversion. Just get it into Ott and see if he can get close enough to lay it in. 8-5, Giltner. 5.5 to go in the second quarter of play. And with the basketball at the top, circle John McPhillips. He has 4 of the 5 points. Skip pass, almost thrown away. Carl Frisch runs it down, though. He got a hand on it and tracked it down. Back to McPhillips way out in front of the Giltner bench. Dribbled it off his foot. Got it back. Drives into the paint. 10-footer off the heel. No good. Rebound. Drew Ott now has 7. Ott, outlet pass on the right wing. Giltner wants to run. Kreitz brings it in. Off the contact. Missed it. And then a follow dunk by Drew Ott. Drew Ott goes up with the follow dunk. And that brings the Giltner fans alive. We've only got 15 points, but that was worth it. 10-5, Giltner. 3 minutes into the second quarter of play. And now Holy Family throws it away, trying to dump it down low to Trevor Lindhorst. First turnover of the second quarter for Holy Family. You just don't expect to see that at Class D level. But Ott just filled the lane and did it like you're supposed to and brought it down. 10-5, Giltner, who has never trailed in the game, jumped out 6-0. And since Holy Family only has 5, they haven't caught up yet. Ethan Cranks, top of the circle, brings it over on the right wing. Back up top to Trevor Popping. Tried to lob it into Ott. Ott thought it was a shot, and so he squared up for a rebound. And out of bounds it went. Third turnover for Giltner. Checking some other scores. Milford now leading Kimball 27-24, 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Howell's a 20-11 lead over Sandhills Thedford, 2.5 minutes into quarter number two. Here it's 10-5 Giltner, 4:15 to go first quarter. Ball knocked away, picked back up, 15-foot jumper short by Lindhorst, and he follows his own. Caleb gets the rebound. Now he's going to try a three from the right-hand corner. It's no good. Drew Ott with his 9th rebound. Up the floor comes Giltner. They do want to push it a little bit if they can in transition. Ethan Kreitz kicks it back out on the left wing to the high post left elbow. Trevor Poppin swings it to the right side to Kreitz. 3:45 to go here in quarter number two. Lava to Ott. He's got it down low, and then it's blocked out of there from behind by Trevor Lindhorst. And Holy Family will have the basketball. That's a big block by Holy Family, the Bulldogs. If they could finally get a bucket here, at least it would keep their crowd in it. Skip pass left side, and the ball deflected out of bounds by Jacob Finley. Back into the ball game, Dale Frisch for Holy Family. And let's give you the 5 on the floor now for Giltner. Ott's going to come out. You've got Jacob Finley, Luke Richards, Dylan Henricks, Trevor Poppin, and also out there is Ryan Clyer. The 5 on the floor defensively now for Howells, and they've only given up for, why do I keep saying that, they're orange. Giltner, 5 points, shot no good, rebound being kicked around, run down in the corner for Holy Family, Frisch with it, and the ball then goes out of bounds. Didn't see what happened, but it goes out of bounds. Lindsay Holy Family with their 6th turnover. The Giltner Hornets 10, Lindsay Holy Family 5. And Giltner will push the ball into the front court. Left-hand dribble, Dylan Henricks. Hand check, got a hand on him trying to get it off. Now swings it over on the right wing to Jacob Finley. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. The Allen's halftime report will be coming up. Free throw line, faking the jumper is Clyer. Swings it right side to Henricks, quickly to the left wing to Trevor Poppin. Poppin just holds the ball. Looks for the back cut. It's covered. Now Poppin drives. Leaves it back out. Clyer. Open shot. Won't take it. Instead, it's stolen away. Steal has made Lindhorst, and Lindhorst is tackled on his way to the hoop. And a foul will be called on Giltner. The foul on the floor goes against Ryan Clyer. It'll be his first. And back in, here comes Hastings, Kreitz, Finley, and Ott. And for Lindsay Holy Family, Kyle Lindhorst. And it looks like the injury earlier to Anthony Claussen. I have not seen him back after he got popped in the nose to end the first quarter. And we'll see what happens. I'm not sure we'll see him again. And we've got a foul away from the ball here on the inbounds by the Bulldogs. And it's going to be on Giltner's Trevor Poppin, his second, and the team's fourth. So, again, it'll be Holy Family ball underneath their own hoop. Try to go to the far side for a three-pointer. McPhillips almost banked it in, and then an offensive rebound that is missed by Lindhorst. Fight for the loose ball, and we've got another foul. And it's going to be on Giltner. Going to be called on Sean Finley, his first, team's fifth. Dale Frisch will go to the line to shoot two. Holy Family, two in the first quarter, three in the second. Giltner, seven in the first, three in the second. And the free throw is good by Dale Frisch. 10-6, Giltner by four. 2:34 to go before halftime. I thought we got started in good time already. Some games made it to the half here. Second free throw, no good. And it's going to belong to Giltner. At halftime, Milford 33 and Kimball 24 in Class C1. It is Howells 26, Sandhills Thedford 15 with 2:20 to go in the first half of play. Gretna led Beatrice after one in the other game going on in Class B. Trying to force it to Ott, and the ball deflected away. Kyle Lindhorst got a hand on it. Fifth turnover for Giltner. And Giltner with just one bucket here in the quarter, and that was that follow dunk by Drew Ott. Into the ball game, Kyle Frondorfer. Frondorfer's pass is kicked out of bounds. 2:06 to go. I talked with the officiating crew, Shane Gettle, part of that officiating crew, asked him what game they did earlier, and he said they had the Central Catholic Wayne game, which was not a high-paced game. I said, well, this one will probably be about the same. I was wrong. That was an Indy 500 compared to this. 2 minutes to go, first half, 10-6, and an offensive foul on Holy Family's Kyle Lindhorst. He just kept leaning on Poppin the whole way down, and finally Poppin just went down and got the call. That'll be the first foul on Kyle Lindhorst. It's the seventh team foul, but of course it's an offensive foul, so no free throws will be shot here. 10-6, your score. The first kind of rough first half score we've heard all day. There was one earlier in Class A between a Prep and Millard North. But man, only 16 points scored so far here in this game. Ott gives it over the right side. Three-pointer on the way by Kreitz. It's good. Ethan Kreitz with his second three-point bucket of the ball game. And that'll make it 13-6 and a seven-point lead for Giltner. Holy Family into the front court. Free throw line. McPhillips kicks it out on the wing for a 19-foot jumper that is no good by Kyle Lindhorst. The ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Holy Family. Giltner is trying to save it. And Poppin was the last to touch it. A minute 26 to go in the first half. 13-6, Giltner. Ooh, a big shove away from the ball. And I think the official was looking somewhere else because Hastings could have been called for the foul. At the other end, Holy Family throws one up. It's no good. Got the offensive rebound for Frondorfer. Swing it underneath. They got it to the big guy, Frisch. Drew Ott blocks his shot. Drew Ott is intimidating everybody inside. It's taken away, and a foul in the front court and a possible injury. Another injury for Holy Family. And it occurs to Kyle Lindhorst, who got tangled up there with Poppin coming up the floor. And that is his second foul, and it will give Giltner a chance to shoot the 1-1. Lindhorst looks like he'll be okay, though. He walks off under his own power, but he's probably done for the half with a minute 5 to go. Ethan Kreitz, who has made the 2 3-point buckets, is at the line to shoot a 1-1 here and try and help Giltner along. First, though, we've got Trevor Lindhorst coming in for Holy Family. Holy Family, a low-scoring team, but at least they've made it into the 30s every game this year. 34, a low-scoring affair, but they only averaged 45. And now we're ready to go with Ethan Kreitz at the line to shoot the one-and-one. The first free throw is on the way, and it's good. Nothing but net for Kreitz. 7 points for Ethan to lead all scorers in this basketball game. 14-6. Second free throw coming up. On the way, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Holy Family's Trevor Lindhorst. We've got a team high four now. Holy Family, boy, do they need a bucket. Just 2 points in the first quarter, four here. They drive in, they fall down, they lose the ball out of bounds. Holy Family trying, but Lindhorst got tripped up on his way to the bucket. And now with 53 seconds to go, Gildner might play for the last shot. They're going to hustle up the floor with Ethan Kreitz, guarded there by Carl Fritsch. And they're going to get right after it. They look for Otto Lowe, block. The ball is kicked. McPhillips with the kick covering Dustin Hastings in the left-hand corner. 44 seconds to go before halftime. And Ott will throw it in again. Well, once again, Holy Family's done a pretty good job on Drew Ott. One field goal, that was on a follow dunk. They get it to him in the paint. Double-team him, kick it out on the wing. Finley doesn't want the three. Give it to Kreitz. Kreitz drives. Now Finley wants the three. It's on the way and in. Jacob Finley with the three-point bucket. 17-6 in favor of Giltner. 30 seconds to go here before halftime. Holy Family on the left wing to Lindhorst. Lindhorst dribbles it off his foot. He's in trouble. He's lost his dribble in the corner. They've already burned two timeouts. Throw it out top to Fritsch, and they'll reset. 15 seconds to go. McPhillips, who has the only two field goals, lost it in the paint. The ball is still loose. 11-10, jump ball. Arrow points the way of Holy Family. 10 seconds to go before halftime. 16-6, Holy Family. Just 6 points in the first half. Finley re-enters defensively here for Giltner. Holy Family throws it in underneath their own hoop. Lindhorst finds an opening. Short jumper is going to be in and out for Trevor Lindhorst. Rebound brought down by Giltner all the way to the other end. The layup at the horn. No good. Tip try. No good. And we are at halftime. There was going to be a foul, but the horn sounded. And your score at the half is going to be Giltner 17, Lindsay Holy Family 6. We will be back with more on The Breeze, 94.5 FM with our halftime show brought to you by Allens of Hastings after this.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora. Go Hornets!
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball action here on The Breeze and KLIQFM.com. Halftime brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. And your score in a brutally low-scoring first half, Giltner 17, Lindsay Holy Family 6. And I'll be honest, I don't ever remember a boys' team scoring that few points at the state high school basketball tournament in my 23 years of covering the event. Giltner has done it, but Holy Family, anytime they try to drive into the paint, they either run into somebody, turn it over, throw up a bad shot, or Drew Watt is there to intimidate them again. And for Giltner, it took them a while to get going, but they at least hit a couple of threes in the second quarter to help them pick up 10 points in the second 8 minutes of play. We'll take a look at all the first half stats in just a little bit, but we have other scores to bring to you here from the state basketball tournament as the Lindsay Holy Family dance squad performing a very long routine here at halftime, as you can hear in the background. At half, in the other games going on across Lincoln, in Class B, Gretna 21, Beatrice 17, in C1, Kimball 33, let's turn that around, Milford 33, Kimball 24, and the Howell-Sandhill-Stedford game, not quite to halftime. I think it just got to halftime. I'll double check on that for you. There it is, Howell's 31, Sandhill Stedford 21 here at halftime. And here it is 17-6 in favor of Giltner. Earlier in the ball game, early in the day, here are the results of games that we had for you from the state tournament and where we're at up to this moment. In Class A, they're all completed. Omaha Bryan over Omaha South, 46-39. Omaha Creighton Prep over Millard North, 47-34. Omaha Central, the top seed, over Lincoln North Star, 69-34. And in overtime, Norfolk holds off Omaha Benson, 66-65. So tomorrow morning at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 9 a.m., Omaha Bryan will play Omaha Creighton Prep. And at 10:45, Omaha Central will take on Norfolk, your state runner-up from last year. In Class B, it was South Sioux City shutting out Holdridge in the first quarter and going on to a 66-33 victory. Lincoln Pius the 10th down Scott's Bluff, 67-43. As we said, Gretna leads Beatrice by 4 at the half, and then at 8:45, Boys Town will play Norris. Tomorrow at the Sports Center at 7 p.m., South Sioux City will play Lincoln Pius the 10th, and then the Gretna Beatrice winner plays the Norris Boys Town winner at 8:45. In Class C1, top seed Grand Island Central Catholic defeated Wayne 58-48. Minden came back to beat Wahoo Bishop Newman 56-50. Currently, Milford is leading Kimball at the half. And then at 8:45, Hastings St. Cecilia plays Norfolk Catholic in a game you can hear on 1230 AM KHAS. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic, and you can hear the game on Classic Hits 98.9 from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And then the Kimball Milford winner will play the Norfolk Catholic St. Cecilia winner at 3:45 tomorrow at the Sports Center. The semifinals are set in Class C2. Ravenna used a couple of offensive spurts and downed Hardington Cedar Catholic 55-44. Cedar Catholic was never closer than 7 in the second half of that ball game. Sutton went over 7 minutes without scoring in the second half, and it caught up to them. Lincoln Christian 48, Sutton 38. Archbishop Bergen, the top seed in C2, came from behind to defeat Johnson Brock 54-51. And in overtime, North Platte St. Pat's down to Arapahoe 63-57. So tomorrow morning at Pershing Auditorium at 9 a.m. on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, ESPN Radio, we should say, 1460 and 1550, Ravenna will take on Lincoln Christian. At 10:45, Archbishop Bergen will take on North Platte St. Pat's. In D1, West Point Central Catholic ended the game on a 20-3 run to beat 8th seed Cedar Valley, which is Greeley Wallback Cedar Rapids, 59-42. And Bruning Davenport Schickley shot 63% from the field to down Overton, 70-61. Currently, Howells lead Sandhill Thetford by 10 at the half, and then Pawnee City and Randolph play over at Lincoln North Star tonight at 8:45. West Point Central Catholic will play Bruning Davenport Schickley at Pershing tomorrow night at 7. The Howell Sandhill Thetford winner will play the Randolph Pawnee City winner at 8:45 at Pershing. And finally, earlier today in D2, It was Sterling up by four after three quarters, winning by 22 over Mullen. Mullen's boys' first trip to state in 59 years. They played tough for three quarters, but Sterling wins at 61-39. Juanita Palisade held off O'Neill St. Mary's 63-54. So Sterling and Juanita Palisade play tomorrow at Pershing at 2 o'clock. And then coming up next here, Pleasanton will play Why Not, and we'll have that for you on Classic Hits. 98-9, the winner of that game will play the winner of this game tomorrow at 3:45 at Pershing Auditorium. And if Giltner is a winner, you'll hear it on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And they are winning right now. Giltner 17, Lindsay Holy Family 6. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. We'll be back with the numbers right after this on The Breeze.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
JSGK Catering and Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned vehicles at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. When you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora, the first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Appreciate all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports action here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. Not a whole lot to look at offensively for Lindsay Holy Family. Carl Frisch, 2 rebounds. Kyle Lindhorst, 1 rebound. John McPhillips, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Caleb Lindhorst, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Trevor Lindhorst, 5 rebounds and a block. Dale Frisch, 1 point, 1 rebound. Kyle Frondorfer, 1 rebound. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 of the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers for the Bulldogs, 4 in the first quarter and 3 in the second. Holy Family had 2 points in the first quarter, 4 points in the second quarter. At the half, the Bulldogs just 6 points, 16 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 7 turnovers. And it's not like they're shooting 15%. They just haven't shot the ball very much. For Giltner, Dustin Hastings, 2 points and a rebound. Ethan Kreitz has a couple of threes. He leads the team with 7 points. Sean Finley, 2 rebounds. Jacob Finley, a 3-point bucket. Luke Richards, 1 point, 1 rebound. 2 rebounds for Trevor Poppin. And Drew Ott, only 4 points, but has 9 rebounds and 4 block shots. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 6 in the first quarter, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 1 in the first, 4 in the second. Giltner's Trevor Poppin has 2 fouls, 2 on Trevor Lindhorst and Kyle Lindhorst for Lindsay Holy Family. The Hornets had 7 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, and at the half, 17 points, 15 rebounds. 4 out of 10 at the free throw line, 3 of 5 from 3-point land, 4 blocks, all belonging to Drew Ott, and 5 turnovers. And Giltner trying to avenge their district final loss to Holy Family, and they have completely shut them down. At the half, Giltner 17, Lindsay Holy Family 6. You've been listening to the Halftime Report, brought to you on The Breeze by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street, Hastings. The second half is next.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned vehicles at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. When you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora, the first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Janet's Family Hair Care on Main Street in Giltner helps sponsor this broadcast. Janet's is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and offers all hair services plus pedicures. Janet Humphrey and Casey Vaught are proud to support the Giltner Athletics. Good luck, Hornets.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner will get the ball to start the second half. Working around the perimeter, getting a little low block to Drew Ott. Turnaround jumper, no good. Trevor Lindhorst will get his team high sixth rebound. And an over-the-back foul called early on here on Luke Richards. That'll be the first on Luke. And Lindsay Holy Family will have the basketball. But Holy Family has just got to take shots. Before they can make him, they got to take him, right? And McPhillips will bring it into the front court. Crossover dribble to the baseline. On the double team, a double clutch shot that's in and out. No good. They keep the ball alive. McPhillips got a tip back out to him. In traffic, he throws it up. It's no good. Drew Ott has his 10th rebound for the Hornets. And up the floor they come with Luke Richards. Hits the trailer, Kreitz. Kreitz can't get the three away. Ott at the top of the circle. Swings it right side to Finley. Same five starters for Giltner. Hastings, Kreitz, Finley, Richards, and Ott. And up top, they'll go to Finley, swing it into the corner to Ott. Now Drew will flash down, and boy, they just do everything they can to double-team him. Giltner really needs a guard that can pop a shot here because Ott is being double-teamed at almost all chances. Now they try to sneak it back door to Dustin Hastings. Can't get the shot away. Kicks it out. Kreitz for three. It's off the iron. No good. Ott, the offensive put back in. And a foul to go along with it. A foul going to be called after the bucket went in, I think. They'll count it for Drew Ott as he got the offensive rebound off the missed three. And Giltner's going to sub in Jacob Finley. And now some discussion on what happened out there.
The foul on number 50.
And they're going to call it on Dale Frisch.
Dale Frisch is
second. Now they're trying to determine whether it was on the shot or not, and yes, it was. So Ott now a chance for a three-point play. Drew just 2 of 6 from the line. All came back in the first quarter. Free throws short, no good. Rebound brought down by Carl Frisch. He'll give it to McPhillips, and into the front court comes Holy Family. 19-6 Giltner just underway in the second half, and now a foul away from the basketball. Some shoving and grabbing down low. The official saw it. And the foul will be on Sean Finley, his second. Into the ball game, Trevor Poppin for coach Matt Drew. 6:34 to go in the third quarter of play. Holy Family has 6 points on the board. And the inbounds pass comes up top. They'll settle it between to John McPhillips. Crossover dribble. They just make sure that he can't penetrate. Goes up for a shot. Drew Ott blocks it, takes it away. Up the floor they come. Holy Family with their 8th turnover. 6:20 to go, down low, turnaround jumper missed. They tried to fake it to Ott, and the short jumper by Luke Richards was no good. McPhillips has his 5th rebound, and up the floor come the Bulldogs, lob it down low. They had Lindhorst, Trevor dropped it, picked back up. Now driving into traffic is going to be Caleb Lindhorst. You've got Trevor, Caleb, Kyle, and a foul call. The foul is on Trevor Poppin, his 3rd. And at the line to shoot 2 is going to be Caleb Lindhorst. He actually has one of those valued 6 points. And he's there now to shoot 2 free throws, and the first one is good. 19-7. And Lindhorst kind of hurting out there. He's trying to shake it off, and if he makes this, they're going to sub in for him. As the free throw is on the way, and it is in. So Lindhorst hits them both. He'll come out. 19-8, your score. And in other action in college basketball, in the Big 12 today, Kansas survived beating Oklahoma State 63-62, and Colorado thumped K-State to advance to the conference semifinals. Texas is all over Oklahoma. It's now 65-50 with 4.5 to go. Here a three-pointer. Jake Finley puts it up. It's no good. Long rebound. Comes right back out to him, though. Second chance opportunity. 17-footer in the left-hand corner. No good. Another offensive rebound. Trevor Poppin. And Poppin is fouled on the putback. And the foul will go on John McPhillips, his second. Second team foul.
John McPhillips, his second. Two shots, Trevor Poppin.
Poppin will go to the line looking for his first points of the ball game. The free throw is on the way and in. Trevor hits it, makes it 20-8. Back into the ball game, Dustin Hastings. You're listening to the Boys State Basketball Tournament on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM. Hastings, Giltner, Fairfield, and the second free throw on the way, and it's no good. Lunging in there, Trevor Lindhorst got his seventh rebound. And Holy Family will bring it into the front court. Trying to post up Dale Frisch on Ott. That's not going to work too well. So he gets out of there in the left-hand corner to Carl Frisch. Still looking to the high point to Dale. So many Lindhorst and Frisch on this Holy Family team. Still in single digits with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. And you'd have to say they're not out of it. Driving to the baseline, wrapping it around. They got it to Lindhorst. It got ripped out of his hands. Holy Family turnover. And the steal coming out of there, Dustin Hastings. He'll hit the trailer, Ethan Kreitz. Swings it to the right side. Gets through the hands of Giltner, and out of bounds it goes. As Jake Finley couldn't handle it. Sixth turnover for Giltner. And now Caleb Lindhorst comes back in. There was an injury to Lindsay Holy Family's Anthony Clausen. He caught an elbow, I believe it was, in the nose right at the end of the first quarter and has not been back for Coach Weiss. And another turnover. Holy Family just trying to pass it over to the right side, turned it over for the 10th time in a ball game. Again, Holy Family beat Giltner in the district final 44-33. Got out to the lead and held it. Here, Giltner has got out to the lead and just held it the same way. Nothing too exciting, but they're up by a dozen. And now a foul away from the basketball on the Giltner Hornets on an illegal screen. Sean Finley, his third. Fourth team foul. And into the ballgame for the first time for Holy Family, Isaac Kurtenbach. 20-8 Giltner. 4:39 to go in the third quarter of play here on the Breeze. Right now all Giltner's trying to accomplish is to survive and advance. Give you some other scores here in just a second. Right now, Holy Family trying to find a way to get some more points on the board. Kyle Lindhorst swings it over to McPhillips. McPhillips, skip pass over the top, wide open three. On the way, Caleb Lindhorst, but it's no good. Offensive rebound put back up, and it is no good by Trevor Lindhorst. Still fighting for it. And on the floor, we got a foul called, and it's going to be called on Holy Family. Good battle going on out there between Kyle Lindhorst and Sean Finley. And Kyle Lindhorst, his third foul. And other scores here at the state tournament. It is 43-43, Kimball and Milford going into the fourth quarter. Howells has now blown it open against Sandhills Thedford, leading it 50-28 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. So big things going there. Gretna is up 28-19 over Beatrice midway through the third quarter of play. Here it's 20-8, and another foul called on Holy Family on Carl Frisch. So now we're even at four apiece. Eight fouls called in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. Poppin' from the free throw line. Jumper no good. Offensive putback, Dustin Hastings. Dustin Hastings with just his second bucket of the ball game, and it is 22-8. And now a steal at the other end. Steal made by Hastings. Hastings to the other end. Can't win the race. It's knocked away from behind, but it is still Giltner basketball. And checking in for Giltner, Dylan Heinrich. And Holy Family is going to call a timeout. With 3:45 remaining in the third quarter of play, Giltner 22, Holy Family 8. We're back in a minute on the Breeze.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora. Go Hornets!
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, a full-length timeout taken that time by Lindsay Holy Family. Enough time to remind you that high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, is brought to you by Honeycutt Farms, Todd's Body and Glass, Joyce Agronomics, B&B Carpeting, and Sitton Bull Saloon. We want to thank all of the fine Giltner sponsors for allowing us to bring you Hornet basketball. To be honest, Giltner's not on a better pace than they were the last time the teams played, but Holy Family, right now, for them, unfortunately, one of the worst offensive displays in the history of the boys' state basketball tournament. There's no other way to say it. They have 8 points with 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dustin Hastings has the basketball after the Holy Family timeout. Maybe they've saved it all up for the end, and we've got another offensive foul. More action going on away from the ball than where the ball is. It's on Dustin Hastings, his first. We may have a long, drawn-out fourth quarter. As slow as the game is, and with the foul situation, we could see a lot of one-and-ones coming up in the fourth quarter. That's the fifth foul called on Giltner in the third, four on Holy Family. Holy Family spreads the floor. They get it to John McPhillips, trying to lob it inside. The ball deflected by Trevor Poppin. They keep trying to get it into Lynn Horst. Giltner tries to get it to Ott. Right now, though, Drew taking a breather. And another Holy Family turnover, their 12th of the basketball game. So again, Holy Family, like they were most of the first half, it's hard to score when you don't shoot, and that's the story right now. Turnovers really hurting them on long possessions. Right elbow with it is going to be Sean Finley. Into the left-hand corner, they'll go to Ryan Clyer. To Hastings, drives, kicks it back out top to Dylan Hendricks. Hendricks gets it to the right elbow. Into the right-hand corner, down on the low block, they'll go to Hastings. Back out front, looking at a three, Finley decides not to take it. Reverse it to the left wing. Dylan Hendricks with it there. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. And Giltner, being even more patient with Ott on the bench, what's their option? They're trying to run three people through off the pick, but not getting the job done. Down on the low block, Hastings, and a shove going to be called on Holy Family. Just a lot of body in every time that ball comes down on the low block. And the foul on Holy Family will be their fifth, and Caleb Lindhorst his second. Now most of the starters come back into the ball game for Giltner. Krauts, Finley, Richards, Ott all re-enter the ball game. Matt Drew not happy with what was going on out there. So it will be Giltner basketball here on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Giltner. 2:20 to go. Try to force it inside. The ball deflected away again. Some more contact. Giltner grabs it. Dustin Hastings up top. Kreitz for three. It will not go this time. And the defensive board pulled down by Carl Frisch. 2:05 to go with the third quarter. 22-8, Giltner, and a throwaway again, trying to force it into Lynn Horst. Went right into the hands of Drew Ott. And now his outlet pass gets into the front court. Ott has the top circle, swings at left wing. Jacob Finley. Couple of dribbles back up between the circles to Kreitz. Ethan Kreitz to the top of the circle. To Richards, Luke. Now to the right wing. Hastings up top to Ott. 1:40 to go in the third quarter as Giltner works it around the perimeter here. And you've got to be wondering what Coach John Weiss is thinking on the Holy Family sideline. And another foul away from the ball as they tried to get it into Ott. It looks like a shove in the back. And the foul is on Dale Frisch, his third. Sixth team foul of the third quarter on Holy Family. Kyle Lindhorst comes back in. Giltner ball underneath their own hoop. 1.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Into Hastings, out to Kreitz. Kreitz with it. Ethan dribbles off the pick. Looks for the pick and roll. It's not there. Quick reverse in the left-hand corner to Hastings. Back out top they go. Right wing. now into the paint. Hastings doesn't want to shoot it, so they'll take a three in the left-hand corner and hit it. Jake Finley with his second three-point bucket of the ball game wakes up the scoreboard operator, and it's 25-8. Giltner going for the steal. Can't get it. Phillips has it. He'll attack the bucket. He'll lay it up. Miss it, but a foul will allow them to get two free throws. 58 seconds to go in the third quarter, and this might be Holy Family's last chance to get to double digits before the fourth quarter. The foul is on Luke Richards. His second, the team's sixth. 12 total fouls called in this third quarter. I think the officials are doing it just to stay awake. The free throw by McPhillips is no good. Here's Trevor Lindhorst in for Holy Family and Trevor Poppin in for Giltner. 58 seconds to go here in quarter number three. 25-8. 25-8. You heard it right. Giltner with the lead. Here the opening round of the state tournament. Second free throw now for McPhillips. It's on the way and it is in. The third point of the quarter here for Holy Family. 25-9. And Derek Pfeiffer now comes in for the Holy Family Bulldogs. Ball belongs to Giltner. Into the front court they have it with Ethan Christ. And nobody to throw it to. They thought the ball had been tipped. The Giltner fans not happy with this one. Right in front of the bench, Matt Drew saying, I want some help. The ball was tipped. There was nobody in the area. They're not going to get the call. And Holy Family's going to catch a break here. And we know they need it. Ball into the front court. Ball kicked on the bounce pass by Derek Pfeiffer. Holy Family will throw it in again. Again, McPhillips and Caleb Lindhorst, the only seniors on this ball club for Lindsay Holy Family. And the inbounds pass with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter to Pfeiffer. In the left-hand corner, Caleb Lindhorst down on the low block, hot, leaning all over Trevor Lindhorst. Has to kick it out. Jumper no good this time by Caleb Lindhorst, but another foul. And the foul is on Luke Richards, his third, and to shoot two will be Caleb Lindhorst. He is 3 of 4 at the line. And with 31 seconds to go in the third quarter, the drama builds as the Bulldogs have a chance to get their 10th point of the game. The free throw is good. And Lindhorst makes it 25-10. Giltner with 31 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second free throw now on the way, and it is in. So Lindhorst has hit the free throw. Lindsay Holy Family has two field goals in this game, both by John McPhillips. Up the floor, Giltner. Behind the back, dribble by Ethan Christ. Into the front court, he fires it, knocking it away, Isaac Kurtenbaugh. 24 seconds to go here for Giltner to throw it in. And they'll hand the ball to Jacob Finley. Out towards midcourt to Christ. Ethan comes to the right side of the key. Down to the wing, picks his dribble up, down on the low block to Poppin, backs his way in, little left-hand flicker, no good. Drew Ott got it back, put it up, scored, and drew the foul. Ott with a little fadeaway there and a chance for a three-point play for Drew Ott. The foul is going to be on Caleb Lindhorst, his third. The 14th foul call of this quarter. Gretna now leading after three quarters over Beatrice, 40-25 in Class B. Milford leads Kimball 48-45 with 5.5 to go. Free throw, Ott, no good. He continues to struggle from the line. Dylan Henricks will bring, or excuse me, Kyle Lindhorst will bring down the rebound. McPhillips fires from the free throw line with 2 seconds, no good. Ott with another rebound, and that is the end of three quarters of play here in the Class D2 opening round matchup. Your score, the Giltner Hornets 27, the Lindsay Holy Family Bulldogs 8-11. We'll be back for the fourth quarter after this on the Breeze.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with a combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Doug Duda back with you here on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com as Lindsay Holy Family will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. A three-pointer rattles in and out from the outside. An offensive rebound is brought down, shot back up and in by Caleb Lindhorst. Their first field goal of the second half. And it is now 27-13, and a steal is made. One-on-one, taking it all the way into the hoop, drawing the foul. The shot won't go. Carl Frisch will go the line and shoot two. Lindsay Holy Family fans, finally something to cheer about as their team shows a little life, and Coach Matt Drew is going to call a full-length timeout just 30 seconds in to the fourth quarter. The foul was on Ethan Kreitz. Is first. 7:30 to go in the game. 27-13. Giltner. We'll be right back.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Score updates for you in D2. Howell's 52, Sandhill Stedford 28 at the end of three quarters of play. With 2 minutes left in the game, Milford leading Kimball 52-49. And Gretna leading Beatrice after three by a score of 40-25. At the line, Carl Frisch to shoot a pair of free throws for Lindsay Holy Family, who have not scored on back-to-back possessions in the game until now. And Frisch with his first point. It's 27-14, Giltner. First 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. Second free throw now for Carl Frisch. Short. Drew Ott yanks down his 14th rebound is what I've got him for in the game. And he'll quickly give it off to Ethan Kreitz, who comes into the front court to Drew Ott at the top of the circle. Holy Family trying to overplay again. We've had a ton of fouls in the second half, so both teams are in the bonus throughout the fourth quarter. And Giltner being patient around the perimeter yet again. Kurtenbach with a little hand check. They'll throw it back up top to Kreitz to the right wing. Left-hand corner to Drew Ott. Ball punched out of his hands and out of bounds by Trevor Lindhorst. And Giltner will throw it in the deep corner. Don't forget, when we're done, we'll give you the update on all the scores around the area. And then Pleasanton and Wynot play the final game here at Lincoln High, and you'll hear it on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM at 8:45. For as low scoring as the game has been, you'd have thought it might have been over in about an hour, but that's not the case. As Ott drives from the high post, kicks it over to Hastings, gets inside, right back to Ott, who puts it up and in and draws another foul. 10 points now for Drew Ott. Nice assist from Dustin Hastings. And a chance for a three-point play, but again, Ott has really struggled from the line. He is 2 of 8. 2 of 9. Missed that one. McPhillips had his third foul on that. Caleb Lindhorst will get the rebound. Kurtenbach takes a jump shot at the other end from 12. No good. The ball tipped out long. Everybody fighting for it. Ott wrestles it away. And a travel is going to be called. Eighth turnover on Giltner. Ott was trying so hard to get the loose ball that when he finally did rip it away, he was called for the travel. A minute to go in C1. It is Milford 54, Kimball 51. Pretty good ball games today in C1 so far over at Pershing Auditorium. 29-14 Giltner as the drive by McPhillips puts it up and in. McPhillips comes right down the middle of the lane and sat on the front of the rim, but it decided to go in. McPhillips with 7 of his team's 16 points. Giltner top of the circle, driving it in with a little extra emphasis as Ethan Kreitz gets it back out top. A little energy here in the last minute of this basketball game, and now trying to lob it back door. Ott falls down. The ball is stolen away. 2-on-3 the other way. McPhillips lowers his shoulder, runs into Sean Finley. The ball goes out of bounds. Coming in for Giltner, Trevor Poppin. And Holy Family will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Do they have any kind of an offensive run in them? Because they have yet to have one in the game. Inbound to McPhillips, 4-3. It's off the mark, no good. They're 0-6 from downtown. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on Holy Family. But we're in a 1-1 everywhere. And the foul is on Trevor Lindhorst, his third. At the line, for the Giltner Hornets, is going to be Ethan Kreitz. He is 1-of-2. Hit a couple of threes. He's got 7 points. 6 minutes to go in the basketball game. And the free throw for Kreitz. The junior puts it up and off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Trevor Lindhorst. He does have 10 boards but has not scored after having a good one the last time. And now an offensive foul on McPhillips. He just came running down the middle of the lane trying to draw contact, and he did. Fourth foul on McPhillips. Also the 10th foul of the half on Holy Family. 5:51 to go here in the ball game. Doug Duda with you on the breeze and KLIQFM.com from Lincoln High. Holy Family trying to put on full court pressure. They'll throw over the top of it, get it to Kreitz at midcourt. Left hand dribble into the front court, left wing. Ethan still dribbling to the baseline. Puts it up, no good. Ott's there for the rebound, but he missed the bunny. And McPhillips will get the rebound. Up the floor he comes. Around traffic and over on the left wing to Kyle Lindhorst. Back up top to Trevor Lindhorst. Into the ball game, Carl Fritsch. McPhillips drives, kicks it out on the wing. Driving the baseline, right underneath the hoop. The shot is up and in for Caleb Lindhorst, and he is fouled. Lindsay Holy Family had 2 field goals in 3 quarters. They've got 3 here in 2.5 minutes. The foul is called on Jacob Finley, his first. And a chance to complete the 3-point play here for Lindsay Holy Family. Waiting and waiting at that line is Caleb Lindhorst. He is 4, make it 5-of-6 at the line. Now has 9 points. Half of his team's points, and 8 of them in the second half. So now after all the substitutions, Caleb Lindhorst will step up to the free throw line and drain the free throw to make it 29-19. This is as close, obviously, as Holy Family has been since halftime. And the ball almost knocked away. 5:40 is stolen away. Turnover, Giltner. McPhillips takes it to the hoop. He's going to be fouled before he can get the shot. And it's going to be a 2-shot foul coming up. So Holy Family trying to put a run together here. The foul is called on Jacob Finley. And McPhillips will go to the line where he is 1-of-2, has 7 points and 6 rebounds. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Second free throw coming up for John McPhillips. McPhillips waiting. Now gets the ball. Puts the free throw up, and it's around and out, no good. So all that excitement for nothing as Drew Ott will pull down the rebound. Up the floor, it's going to be knocked away from behind again. And Pfeiffer with the steal, race to the other end, coming in against Ott. McPhillips just throws it up. It doesn't even draw iron. And the rebound is brought down by Jacob Finley. And now a foul trying to steal it away again on Derek Pfeiffer. That'll be his first personal foul of the game. So both teams in the double bonus. Pfeiffer with his first foul. And we get after it one more time here. at the line, shooting two, Ethan Kreitz. He's one of three. The free throw is good. 8 points for Ethan. 30-19. And Hastings comes in for Giltner. Back in for Lindsay Holy Family. Carl Fritsch and Kyle Lindhorst return. Got a final in C1 as the free throw is up and in by Ethan Kreitz. Milford 57, Kimball 51. The other end driving in, and a blocking foul called on Giltner. Hastings got there just a little late. Kyle Lindhorst is going to go to the line. And it's pretty evident what Holy Family is doing here. They don't care if they make a bucket. They know that there's going to be a foul called every time, and so they're trying to get back into it from the free throw line. And they've done a good job of making free throws throughout the game. The first one is up and in by Kyle Lindhorst. 31-20, Giltner. With 4:48 to go in the basketball game. Here on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM. Second free throw on the way. That one is short. And Drew Hott, according to my book, just pulled down his 18th rebound of the game. To go along with 10 points and 5 blocks. On the right wing with it is going to be Jacob Finley. Finley has it yanked right out of his hands by Kyle Lindhorst. That's the fifth turnover of the quarter for Giltner. They only had 7 in the first three. McPhillips puts it up short. Might have been partially tipped. And it's going to be brought down by Ethan Kreitz. His first rebound to the other end. Poppin layup, good. Trevor Poppin got behind the defense and lays it up and scores. The lead now back out to 13 for Giltner. 33-20 with 4:10 to go in the basketball game. Holy Family with 9 points here in the fourth quarter after getting only 11 in the first three. They have 9 points in 4 minutes. Holy Family in the right-hand corner, McPhillips. McPhillips tries the baseline. Ott comes over on the help defense and draws his sixth block, and it's picked up there by the Hornets. Ethan Kreitz comes into the front court with it. Kreitz to the left wing, trying to clear things out. Free throw line, a little closer, 12-foot jumper, no good. On the floor, we've got a foul called on Giltner. Rebound brought down by Lindhorst. He's going to get 2 free throws. Let's see who they call the foul on. Might be on Ott, and it is the second on Drew. But a ton of fouls called here in the second half. And Holy Family scoring 9 points here in the four-minute mark after getting only 11 in the entire first three quarters of this game. Lindhorst to shoot 2. Made 1 the last time. This time he misses the first one. Into the ball game, Sean Finley. And Ryan Klyer will come in. Sean Finley in for a Holy Family. Isaac Kurtenbach. And now the second free throw coming up for Kyle Lindhorst. On the way and in. So Lindhorst got 1 of 2. He's got 2 points. 33-21. Giltner leads it. And a timeout has been taken here by the Giltner Hornets. It's another 30-second timeout. So with 3:44 to go in the basketball game, it is Giltner 33, Lindsay Holy Family 21 on the Breeze.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In Class D1, Howells outscores Sandhill Thetford in the second half, 46-12 to win it 77-33. Milford over Kimball, 57-51, and Gretna leading Beatrice by double digits in the fourth quarter. And John McPhillips has just fouled out of the basketball game for Lindsay Holy Family, committing a foul in the backcourt. And McPhillips has just played his final moment for Lindsay Holy Family as a senior. He will foul out of the ball game. 7 points. 6 rebounds. And leaves us with 3:39 to go. And at the line, Ethan Kreitz to shoot 2. He is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. And the first of 2 here for Kreitz is on the way. Set on a rim, no. The junior will have a second one coming up. Only one player out of everyone suited up tonight averages in double digits, and that's Drew Ott. That might tell you why we've struggled tonight offensively, as Kreitz will get his second free throw, and that gives him 10 points in the ballgame. 34-21 Howells, 3:30 to go here in the game. Kiltner with a 13-point lead. Out of the right wing, driving in. Ott blocks the shot that time of Lindhorst, who threw it way up in the air, and Ott still got it. The seventh block shot of the game for Drew Ott. At the other end, an offensive foul for Ott. He ran right over the man who just had his shot blocked in Caleb Lindhorst. Third foul on Drew Ott. 3:18 to go. Trevor Poppin comes back into the basketball. 3:18 remains. Doug Duda with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday night from the state basketball tournament. Hasn't been pretty, but Giltner looks like they're going to advance on as Holy Family takes a three-point shot from the outside. Carl Frisch, no good. Ball run down by Finley. Jacob will hand it off. Holy Family is 0 of 7 from three-point land, and Giltner now going to be content to move the ball around and turn it over. They're going to say that Kurtenbaugh knocked it off of the hands of Jacob Finley. Giltner's sixth turnover of the fourth quarter. 2:54 to go. As this game starts to finally see the light at the end of the tunnel, Carl Frisch has it. Frisch brings it across the timeline for the Bulldogs. Over on the left wing to Caleb Lindhorst. In the left-hand corner to Isaac Kurtenbaugh. Back up top, another three-pointer. Holy Family, that is no good. 0 of 8 from downtown. Rebound, Poppin. Foul called. Foul is on Kyle Lindhorst. That'll be his fourth of the basketball game. So again, we walk to the other end to shoot two free throws. And Trevor Poppin has not been to the line but one time tonight, and he's one of two. And the first free throw is short, no good. Well, Giltner has missed their share of shots tonight as well. As the second free throw set to be fired here on the way by Poppin, and it is good. So Trevor gets one of two. He's got 4 points in the ball game. And it is 35-21, according to our scoreboard. At the other end, Lindsay Holy Family still working for a shot, holding the ball in the left-hand corner. Had to be 5 seconds. Finally, they dribble, throw up a fadeaway jump shot, no good by Carl Frisch. Goes out of bounds. Ott ends up in the wall, but it looks like he'll be okay. And now checking into the ball game will be Clyer. He's going to check in, and Ott is going to check out. That's probably it for him in this basketball game. Having to come back tomorrow and play in the state semifinals at 3:45 at Pershing. On the inbound, the ball is loose, fighting for it. Going to be picked up by Holy Family. Kick it out for a three-pointer. Kurtenbaugh nearly banked it in. It's no good. Long rebound to Hastings. Hastings is out for the races. Two on one. He is fouled, and he throws it up, and it goes in. Dustin Hastings, a chance at a three-point play. And the blocking foul will be called on Holy Family's Carl Frisch. It's second, 37-21. Good hustle that time for Dustin Hastings, who makes his first trip to the free throw line. And his free throw attempt is on the way, around and around and around, and finally it goes down. 7 points for Hastings. And back into the ball game, Bondorfer. And Holy Family brings in Jackson Schnitzler. And it looks like Coach John Weiss has waved the white flag here. Also coming in, Robbie Frisch. So Holy Family beat Giltner to get to state, but couldn't beat Giltner at state. And Giltner's going to start going deeper on the bench. Here's Garrett Poppin and Dylan Beacon for the Hornets. With 2 minutes to go in the game, Tobias Main checks into the basketball game. More basketball action still to come tonight. St. Cecilia, Norfolk Catholic, Pleasanton, and Wynot playing in their basketball games with 2 minutes to go. And Holy Family will bring the ball into the front court with Jackson Schnitzler. Schnitzler on the right wing, knocked away, out of bounds it goes with a minute 52 to go. Already tonight, Howells and Milford have advanced on. I think this might be one of the last games. I'm checking to see if that Gretna Beatrice game has went final. Holy Family with a basketball, a minute 45 to go. Kurtenbaugh up top, tries to drive, brings it down the right side of the lane, kicks it out to Schnitzler. Schnitzler takes a 15-footer and banks it in. Schnitzler from the right wing, knocks it off the glass, makes it 38-23. Jack Schnitzler hits the jump shot. Giltner brings the ball off the floor, and a reach-in foul called in the backcourt on Holy Family. Kurtenbaugh with his first. At the line to shoot two will be Dylan Henricks. So Henricks to shoot two here for the Hornets. And the first one up and in. Henricks didn't waste a lot of time there. Sophomore grabbed it, fired it, and scored. In for Holy Family, Derek Pfeiffer. And the second free throw up, and it is in. So Henricks hits them both. 40-23 in favor of Giltner. And at the other end, it goes right through the hands of Holy Family. And then Giltner, as they tried to pick it up, lost it out of bounds. So Holy Family will maintain possession. More high school basketball going on. Tomorrow, the Breeze, 94.5, you'll hear this ball game for Giltner. Inbounds pass is underthrown. It goes right off the noggin of Tobias Main and grabbed there by Dylan Henricks as Holy Family commits the turnover. And it looks like we've got an injury again out there. Another player popped in the nose for Lindsay Holy Family. The second bloody nose of the basketball game. Earlier in the game, right at the end of the first quarter, Anthony Clausen went down and did not return. In fact, I think they've taken him to the hospital. And here, Robbie Fritsch, who was finally getting a chance to get into the game, got popped in the nose, and now he will have to come out, and they'll clean up the floor here. As always, want to thank the many fine sponsors that have allowed us to bring you basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And that includes our main sponsor, Seth Johnson, and the folks at Channel Seeds. Talk to Seth, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Also by fine folks like Todd's Body and Glass, Harv's Farm Supply, Janice Family Hair Care, the Village of Giltner, and the Bank of Donovan. A minute 13 to go in what has been an extremely long game and not entertaining because Lindsay Holy Family had 6 points at halftime and 11 points after three quarters. And another foul. That has to be the 30th foul here in the second half. And the officials don't like calling him at this point of the ball game either. And at the line to shoot two is going to be Dylan Henricks. He made two just a minute ago. 40-23 Giltner. And the free throw is up and in, 41-23. Second free throw now coming up for the Hornets. It's on the way, and it is good. So Henricks hits all four after Giltner had struggled at the line all game long. Into the front court, Holy Family with a basketball. Derek Pfeiffer, top of the circle, kicks it off on the wing. A minute to go in the game. Pull-up jumper on the way. Kyle Enhorst, no. Ball on the floor. Saved. Well, Giltner thought they had it, and instead, Kurtenbaugh is able to pick it up. Driving the baseline, it's kicked out of bounds and now turned over by Holy Family. Or will they say it went off Giltner? They'll say it went off Giltner. So Holy Family will get it underneath their own hoop with 48 seconds to go. And to throw the basketball in from the baseline is going to be Kyle Lindhorst. And now another foul before they even get it in. And there's one we can do without. Foul going to be called on Ryan Klier. And so at the line to shoot two, Kyle Frondorfer. Got a chance to get into the state tournament scoring book. And the first free throw is good. So Frondorfer gets the 24th point of the game for Lindsay Holy Family. They've scored 13 points here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Frondorfer hits them both. 42-25, putting some pressure on Giltner in the backcourt. Dribbling the ball at the floor is Heinrichs. Knocked out of his hands on the double team. The steal is made. Up the floor they come. Try to get it to Kurtenbaugh. Heinrichs steals it back. Giltner just wishing Holy Family would get out of the way so they could dribble the timeout, but that's not happening. 30 seconds to go, and another foul in the backcourt. Stops the clock with 26 seconds to go. This is where the coach needs to tell him to back off. This game is over and has lasted an hour and a half. And Matt Drew might want to put somebody else in if that hasn't been in, but I think he's got them all in the game. Free throw is up and good. Dylan Heinrichs is going to look like a superstar in the score column because he's got 5 points here. Second free throw, he's got six. 6-6 at the line. 44-25, with 24 seconds to go. Holy Family in the front court. Maybe one more shot down the low block to Frondorfer. Lost the handle. Turned over. Holy Family with their 17th. Giltner dribbling the ball around. Dylan Heinrichs hoping nobody fouls him into the front court with 10 seconds. Trying to play keep away. Just dribbling the timeout of this game will finally come to an end. The final score, Giltner 44, Lindsay Holy Family 25. We're back on the Breeze in a minute.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned vehicles at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. When you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora, the first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Janet's Family Hair Care on Main Street in Giltner helps sponsor this broadcast. Janet's is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and offers all hair services plus pedicures. Janet Humphrey and Casey Vaught are proud to support the Giltner Athletics. Good luck, Hornets.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford. Hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway. Change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Cruze Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today. South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we are back here at Lincoln High School. Let's take a look at the final numbers quickly for Lindsay Holy Family. Jack Schnitzler, 2 points. Isaac Kurtenbaugh, 1 rebound. Carl Frisch, 1.4 rebounds. Kyle Lindhorst, 2 points, 3 rebounds. John McPhillips, 7 points, 6 rebounds. Caleb Lindhorst led the team with 10 points. He had 4 rebounds. Trevor Lindhorst did not score, but had a game-high, team-high, 10 rebounds and a block. Dale Frisch, 1.1 rebound. Kyle Frondorfer, 2 points, 1 rebound. Holy Family had 16 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting 2 of 4 in the first half, 11 of 17 in the second half. They did not make a 3-point shot tonight. Turnovers, 7 of the first half, 10 of the second half. The Bulldogs had only 6 points at halftime. They scored 19 in the second half. Holy Family with a season low, 25 points, 30 rebounds, 13 out of 21 at the free throw line, 0 of 9 from three-point land, one block shot, 17 turnovers, and Holy Family will end their year at 16-7. We'll be back and look at the numbers for Giltner right after this on The Breeze.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Janet's Family Hair Care on Main Street in Giltner helps sponsor this broadcast. Janet's is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and offers all hair services plus pedicures. Janet Humphrey and Casey Vaught are proud to support the Giltner Athletics. Good luck, Hornets.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our post-game show. We'll look at the final numbers now on the Breeze for Giltner. 7 points and three rebounds for Dustin Hastings. Ethan Kreitz, good game for Ethan. Hit a couple of threes just to get anybody in the scorebook in the first half of play. 10 points, one rebound. Sean Finley, three rebounds. Also in the ball game, Jacob Finley had 6 points, three rebounds. Luke Richards, 1 point, one rebound. Dylan Heinrichs, 6 points on 6 of 6 free throw shooting in the fourth quarter of play. Drew Ott had 10 points, 18 rebounds in the basketball game. Drew, 10 points, 18 rebounds, and 7 blocked shots in the contest. Trevor Poppin, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Free throw shooter rebounding, 15 in the first half for Giltner, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 10 in the first half, 12 of 19 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. And turnovers for Giltner, 5 in the first half, 9 in the second half of play. Giltner had 17 points at halftime, 27 in the second half, and the Hornets finished with 44 points, 33 rebounds, 16 out of 29 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from three-point land, had a total of 7 blocks, all by Drew Ott, and 14 turnovers. Giltner avenges one of their two losses, avenges the district final loss, improves to 23-2 with a 44-25 win over Lindsay Holy Family. Giltner will play at Pershing Auditorium tomorrow at 3:45 against the winner of our next game between Pleasanton and Why Not, which will be on the air in 20 minutes on Classic Hits 98.9. So, for Step Back at the Studio, our producer and engineer, Doug Duda, with you saying thanks so much to the many fine sponsors, including B&B Carpet, Advantage Chevrolet, Delicom, Reason Agronomics, and more. You've been listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, and by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36-mile-per-gallon Chevy Cruze at Kern Chevrolet, an American Revolution. Other finals from the late games tonight, the 7 o'clock games in B, Gretna 54, Beatrice 39. In C1, Milford 57, Kimball 51. And in D1, Howell 77, Sandhill-Stedford 33. Winners in Class A today, Omaha Bryant, Creighton Prep, Central and Norfolk. In B, South Sioux City, Pius and Gretna, Norris and Boys Town still to go. In C1, Grand Island Central Catholic, Minden and Milford, Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic about ready to get going at Pershing on 1230 AM KHAS. In C2, Ravenna, Lincoln Christian, Archbishop Bergen and North Platte St. Pat's. In D1, West Point Central Catholic, Brooding Davenport Shickley and Howells were winners, Pawnee City and Randolph getting set to play. And in D2, Sterling, Juanita Palisade and now Giltner with Wynot and Pleasanton still to go. For all the fine folks, Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, the final, Giltner 44, Lindsay Holy Family 25.
The following Boys State High School basketball tournament game was brought to you by the Boosters at Tournament Time and is a production of Platte River Radio Sports.